In this video, we will talk about saying no without shame or harshness. For many people, saying no feels frightening. They imagine the other person will be disappointed, angry, hurt, or offended. They may feel guilty before they even speak. They may overexplain, apologize too much, become vague, or say yes when they already know the answer should be no. Others swing the opposite direction. They wait until resentment builds, and then the no comes out sharply. The words may be technically clear, but the tone carries anger, contempt, or punishment. People skill confidence grows when we learn a better way. Assertiveness is not control. Assertiveness is clear, respectful communication about what is true, what is needed, what is possible, and what is not possible. A loving no can sound simple. Thank you for asking. I am not able to do that. I care about you, but I cannot take that on. I am available for a short call, but I cannot keep texting all evening. I am willing to help with this part, but not with the whole project. That topic is not something I am ready to discuss. I need to pause this conversation and return to it later. These are not cruel statements. They are clear statements. A boundary does not need to become a courtroom speech. Sometimes over-explaining invites negotiation. Sometimes apologizing too much makes the other person responsible for releasing you from guilt. Sometimes vague words create confusion. Warmth and clarity can stand together. You can speak with kindness and still be firm. You can care about someone and still disappoint them. You can respect another person's feelings without letting their feelings become your assignment. You can say no without attacking, blaming, shaming, or becoming cold. This is especially important when emotional pressure appears. Someone may say, "If you really cared, you would do this," or, "I thought Christians were supposed to help," or, "You are the only person I can count on." Those words may stir your inner conversation. Pause. Bring the moment to Christ. Ask, what is true? What is loving? What belongs to me? What does not belong to me? Agape love does not require fear-based agreement. Agape love seeks the true good before God. Reflection question, what kind of pressure makes it hardest for you to say no? Gentle, next step, practice one short boundary sentence before you need it.